Memory, identity, and culture. For Indigenous peoples, collective memory has been fundamental in the construction of their resistance and political struggles. The Mapuche people, for example, have a word for a deep conversation in which knowledge and history of the people is shared by older people. It is Nutram. The Nutram is a poetic and profound conversation that appeals to memory. Memory, linked to their identity as a people with a shared past, is essential for constructing a connection between the colonial past and a present that continues with a colonial legacy, one that was transformed but nevertheless persists. The dispossession and continuous violence on their bodies and territories in the present is also the product of colonialism and racism, which also determine their relations with the state and the larger society. Perhaps the main characteristic of the emergence of these collective memories is their exclusion from history. The works of memory are fundamental forms of resistance for the life of the Indigenous peoples. From a collectively rethought past, future possibilities are created, outside of the violence and dispossession that characterize the present. Memory is therefore a way of decolonizing history that has erased the capabilities and knowledge of Indigenous peoples and considered them backward. In the context of territorial threats, these subjugated knowledges emerge and serve as a basis for life in the face of resource extraction and infrastructure projects that bring destruction and death. However, within Indigenous communities themselves, there is other subjugated knowledge, that of women and sexual dissidents. It is necessary to look toward that other knowledge that also builds memories in the face of external and internal threats, a product of the complicity with the colonial and patriarchal power that may also exist within communities.